Exit polls suggest Netanyahu likely winner in Israeli elections again. By Deborah Brand on March 23, 2021. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is likely on his way to victory for the sixth consecutive election, with a projected block of 61 seats, according to exit polls for Israel's fourth vote in 2 years. According to the exit polls, which are often not true indicators of the end results, Netanyahu's ruling Likud party will be able to secure the 61-seat majority needed to form a government and end the political impasse that has gripped the country for over 2 years. His victory depends on Yamina, a party headed by Naftali Bennett, agreeing to join Netanyahu and his coalition partners, Shas, United Torah Judaism, and the Religious Zionist Party. Update: Netanyahu declared victory on Twitter. Benjamin Netanyahu, at Netanyahu, March 23, 2021. Citizens of Israel, thank you. You have given a giant victory to the right and to the Likud under my leadership. The Likud is vastly bigger than the next biggest party. We are in the 30s and they are in the teens. Area code 3 versus area code 1. It's clear that most of the Israeli citizens are on the right. And they want a strong and stable right-wing government that will guard the economy of Israel, the security of Israel, and the land of Israel. That's what we will do. I love you. Bennett is in the position of kingmaker as the pro-Netanyahu bloc has apparently won between 53 to 54 seats, and the anti-Netanyahu bloc has apparently won 59. The right-wing Bennett, with 7 or 8 seats, has made it clear he will not sit with the Arab majority joint list, which is predicted to have gained 8 or 9 seats, and is part of the anti-Netanyahu bloc. Netanyahu campaigned on the success of Israel's Durbo vaccination campaign, which he spearheaded, as well as his success in securing 4 normalization deals with Arab countries. A victory would see him enter his 13th consecutive year as prime minister. Likud won between 31 to 33 seats, according to Channel 12 and Channel 13 respectively. The second largest party, Yesh Atid, likely won between 16 and 18 seats. The New Hope Party, led by Netanyahu rival and Likud defector Gideon Saar, won 6 seats, according to Channel 12, and 5 according to Channel 13. The secular right-wing Yisrael Beitenu Party won 6 seats, according to Channel 12, and 8 seats, according to Channel 13. Benny Gantz's Blue and White Party, meanwhile, fared far worse than the previous 2 elections, gaining 7 to 8 seats, while the left-wing Labour and Meretz parties won 7 and 6 seats, respectively. The numbers will likely change overnight in Netanyahu's favor once the soldiers' votes are tallied. Likud historically has made gains from the military vote, which leans to the right. Voter turnout was the lowest in years, with 60.9% of Israel's 6,453,255 eligible voters casting their ballots by 8 p.m. Arab cities had the lowest turnout, falling under 50%, according to estimates. The March 2020 election, by contrast, saw a 71.5% turnout, despite it coinciding with the beginning of the coronavirus outbreak. Israel, which unlike the U.S. does not have a vote-by-mail option, set up special polling stations for those in quarantine and coronavirus carriers, though according to reports, very few Israelis showed up to vote there. Below are the full exit poll results according to the networks. Khan Public Broadcaster. Likud, 31. Yesh Atid, 18. Shas, 9. Joint List, 8. United Torah Judaism, 7. Yamina, 7. Religious Zionism, 7. Blue and White, 7. Labor, 7. Yisrael Beitenu, 7. Meretz, 6. New Hope, 6. Channel 12. Likud, 31. Yesh Atid, 18. New Hope, 6. Joint List, 9. Yamina, 8. Yisrael Beitenu, 6. Shas, 9. UTJ, 6. Labor, 7. Meretz, 6. Religious Zionism, 7. Ram, 0. Blue and White, 7. Channel 13. Likud, 33. Yesh Atid, 16. Joint List, 8. Yisrael Beitenu, 8. Shas, 8. Blue and White, 8. Labor, 7. Yamina, 7. United Torah Judaism, 7. Meretz, 7. Religious Zionism, 6. New Hope, 5. Ram, 0.